Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing, so we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Biden, am I wrong? Welcome Biden's, to But Am I Wrong?
First of all, Hunter Biden, I'll defend Hunter Biden right now. You can't catch me defending Joe.
No, thank you.
We did not do it, Joe. We did not fucking do it.
No. Anyway, welcome to But Am I Wrong? This is where y'all write in. We also share situations in our lives where we could have, would have, should have, maybe were, probably weren't wrong.
Yeah. She's not wrong in the description of our show, but am I wrong? So we have three different segments. We will explain each of them before we go into them. But really what you need to know is you need to prep and prime your brain for opinions, gossip, and not just our own opinions and our own gossip. You get to participate. So you get to vote on our Instagram stories after the episode is out on who you think was wrong in each situation, each segment that we talk about. And we also ask that you share your thoughts and feelings and we read them aloud on our Friday episode, which is called Fisting Friday. This is an interactive game. You know, it's, we might say like we are never wrong, but we want to hear from all of you as well. We might be the only two voices on the mic right now. But that's not what Friday's a sharing experience.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
How do you participate in this?
Wonderful question, Melissa. So you participate by submitting us an email or a DM. The email is butamiwrongpod@gmail.com. 300 words or less. Write down the circumstance that you want to know if you are in the wrong about it, and we will let you know. Include ages. It is all anonymous, so give some fake names. As many details as possible, or like as many details that will help us determine who we think is wrong. And you can do the exact same thing by sliding into our Instagram DMs.
And who are we? I'm Melissa Diamond Mott, a feature film producer. If you'd like to know how to donate to my movie, then there's a link in the description. If anybody donates, if you donate $50, I'll have a 30-minute call with you.
I'm going to donate $50. And you're like, I'm not fucking calling you, bitch. I talk to you all the time.
You. Be the easiest $50 ever.
What's up?
And this is Megan Rinks.
Hi. If you join our Patreon, you can see me stuff tissues up my nose.
But there's also something else that you can see. Lean back.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen?
So cute.
Coming soon.
But you can only know if you're watching right now.
So head on over to the Patreon and you will see something magical that can be yours for a price I don't remember. I'm talking my head.
A price that we debated.
Yes. I pulled out a fucking calculator. That's a big day for me.
Very big day. All right. So shall we get in?
Let's dive in. So, this segment is called But Am I Wrong, where we pitch circumstances or things that have happened in our life recently that we want to know if we are in the wrong about, or we will also do hot takes, lukewarm takes, or just rants. I have two, but I'm going to pick one because that's what we do here. And I don't think we need to, I can't talk about male comedians any more than I already have. So my hot take is I need more women to be comfortable fighting men in the physical sense. I don't know if you saw this TikTok going around of this girl who's telling a casual little story time while she's doing her makeup about how some guy is hitting on her and she's not interested. And she's saying she's not interested. He's not leaving her alone. And one of her friends, who she then clarifies in a follow-up video, really, we're not close. Like, we're really more acquaintances. Like, we're not friends. As if that would make this better. Mm-hmm. And it'd make her look better. This man starts beating the shit out of this girl. And her and the rest of her goddamn fucking friends just sit there and watch. And they're like, how crazy. And she's like, well, what are we supposed to do? That's a man. And in the words of Bob the Drag Queen, three young girls is the equivalent strength of a man, unless he's a fucking linebacker. Like, come on. And like the whole thing that people were saying, like, okay, well, and I think this is why she made the follow up. It was like, if you wouldn't take a punch for your friend, for a friend, they're not your friend. And she's like, well, yeah, she's not my friend. I'm not going to take a punch for literally like not every single person walking down the street. But as a society, women, we need to be far more comfortable in the circumstances of like when we have those numbers, fight the fuck back. Oh my God. Like, not against, like, fight for your friends. Come together. What are we going to bolt? Are we going to do whatever we're going to do? But just to sit there and stand by and watch, and the defense, like, oh, just an acquaintance. Watch her get the shit beat out of her and being like, well, I don't want to get hurt, so I'm not going to do anything about it.
But you don't call for help?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, do you think that outcome for your like soul and for your future, your karma, what you think that outcome of you sitting there and doing nothing is the safest bet? I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
No, that's gross, to be honest.
Embarrassing. I was like, why the fuck would you tell anyone? Like, I would feel drowned in shame. I would be my biggest regret in life. I would just be going over that in my head over and over and over again because I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? And then just to get online and just be like, no big deal. And I'm so glad to see a lot of people. I mean, some people agree with her, but like a lot of people didn't. And I just need, like, as women as a collective, we are so much stronger than we give ourselves credit for. And community is the most important thing. We can't expect community when it only benefits us. Sometimes community means putting like your fucking neck on the line. Sometimes that means putting yourself in situations where it might not go in your favor. And you might not even get it reciprocated by that person who you are sticking up for there. But like the girl who stuck up for her, like that is a sense of someone who, like, that community will come back for you. But if you just sit there and expect that everyone else is going to get this shit done without you, you can't expect people to be there for you after that. Like, it's just, ugh, it makes me like so upset. And I hope nobody has a friend like that. And if you have a friend like that, like if you can't confidently say, no, I know my friends would just come in fists a fucking blazing, regardless if they regardless of like how much damage they think they'll end up doing, then no, like you need better people in your life.
Yeah. Agree.
Oof.
Shit pissed me off.
There was another girl who I think people need to, if they're going to make a video, maybe sit on it for a week before you post it. Because I saw this other girl, which is not violent, but it was also a man disrespecting them, was this girl was out on a date with this dude. And then his, like, he said it was her, his ex was like, they lived in the same building. And she came walking in and he was like, oh, let me go introduce you to her. Like, we're cool. Like, we're still friends. Goes over, introduces her. And the other girl was like, hi, like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, okay.
Yeah.
And it pissed him off. And so then he was like, they went back to his apartment. And then he left the girl he was on a date with. He was like, I got to go talk to her and see what's up. Left her for like a couple hours. This dumb bitch stays in the apartment. And then, I guess left, I don't know. And then the girl that responded to the video, the girl that he went to go see responded to the video and was like, first of all, my name's Ashley or whatever she had said. And then second, like, we had just broke up the night before. And she was saying this as if she, like, this is something to be proud of. She's like, yeah, we broke up the night before, but he came back with me. And, you know, said bye to you, he came back and stayed with me.
Big flex.
Like, what are both of y'all doing?
We hold women to like such high standards as other women. I'm like, okay, cool. That's awesome. I love that. Then we need to be good people too. Like, we can't have these like, oh my God, like, you know, yeah, the man's the one who cheats, but like the girl, like, you know, she owes me something. And I'm like, so what do you owe other women in your life? Like, calm the fuck on. They can't keep we're going to keep letting them get away with this bullshit. It's like we're the Democratic Party right now. I'm like, come on, guys. We got to get our shit together. Though I did see the amount of people I saw stitching that initial video. I was like, I'm so glad to know that, like, there's a lot. There's one girl who was like, I mean, Bob the drag queen said, like, after this fight, this man should not be walking away with eyes. Like, you thumbs in those fucking eyes. Like, come on. You don't fight fair. You fight dirty. Like, and this is already what's happening here. But just, you should watch that video, everyone, and be happy to know, like, you should feel like, wow, I don't know any. Well, that's what I'm saying. It should be a good thing to be like, you shouldn't relate. It should be one of those things where you're like, I could never imagine being like this versus like, oh, this sounds like my friends.
Yeah. Whew. All right. Mine's a little lighter.
I love it.
So I have a rant and it is, under no circumstances should you be asking someone's coworkers what they think about a gig that their other coworker picks out up outside of work, especially if said gig is them in their draws. So, Irish actress.
Do you think he's hot?
No. And I watched one episode of The Bear and I was like, I still don't get it. Also, get the
Barry Keough thing.
I like his eyes.
Okay.
There's something
because to me, they're kind of similar, like, taste.
The other one I know, that's why I was like, for some reason I like Barry, but I don't get this one. I guess it's just not for me. Irish actress, Ayo Aderbi, and Golden Globe winner for best actress and an actress in a actress in a musical or comedy, which I don't know why that show was in that category either.
The Color Purple was in that category as well.
Well, because it was a musical. So that makes sense.
No, but they need to separate comedy and musical because we have no hard feelings up against.
Nor a musical. It is a drama show. Well, if you look it up on Hulu, it is a drama. The thing is, it's a half hour drama, though.
Yeah, no, that's why they get. So that's what I'm saying. We need more fucking categories.
Just put it in the drama category because it is a straight. There's no joke in that show.
Well, I would assume it's as funny as Succession.
But Succession's in the drama category.
Yeah.
Where it should be. Yeah. Succession is funnier. Succession is funnier than The Bear.
Yeah, then it should be in a drama series.
Succession, I found myself laughing a few times while watching Succession. The Bear, not one joke.
Yeah, I heard it's very loud. I can't watch it.
Yeah. I wasn't watching it because it's cold. Like, it looks cold, and you know, I don't like to watch stuff. You like to watch Lupin, and it looks cold.
Ma'am. Okay, you just told me that you don't fucking watch trailers anymore. So, like, that is not, Lupin is not a cold. Do you mean, like, blue cold? Like, Twilight cold?
It shows up when I go on Netflix, you know, it automatically just comes on, and I'm like, move, but I see it. It looks cold.
It's Luther. That's what you're, Luther's the cold show. Luther's the cold show about the detective.
L-U-P. I know who Idris Elba is.
But I'm saying, if you're talking about the establishing shots.
If I see Idris, I know exactly who that is.
Okay. But I don't trust your takes on Lupin because you were like, I thought that was a detective show where he's like a cop.
I saw him wearing a little pea coat.
No, I told you, he just loves a little outfit. He loves turning out looks.
I saw him in a pea coat. That doesn't, when I see a pea coat, I don't see heist. I see little British detective. And I thought it was British too, even though I know it's not British.
It's kind of British vibes, so it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my thing.
Back to the Irish.
I think one of the biggest things about this award show is they disrespected her so much in different situations. Like, the Hollywood Reporter tweeted out, Taylor, like, this is when, you know, they tweet everybody that wins in a category, a little video. And the headline for it said, Taylor Swift nods in agreement during Io's acceptance speech, thanking all her agents and managers' assistants. Why are you focusing on Taylor Swift instead of Io?
A nod?
Who just won the award? Let her have her moment. But I digress. On the red carpet, numerous reporters asked her about Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein ad. Someone from Access Hollywood held up their phone to show a picture, and Io, she was with Quinta, and they both physically recoiled. They're like, ugh. And then Io was like, I'm happy for him. That's my boy. And said, I do feel like I want people to understand that he's my coworker. And then Entertainment Tonight pulled out this large poster board that they had printed out from the ad. And this was like in front of the whole cast. And it said, and the reporter was like, did you guys get underwear or anything because of the ad? And then Io took the poster from the reporter and put it on the ground. And the reporter asked, like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm putting it away. I'm putting it away for my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. This is a work function. You know what I mean? And then another one of the actors, Eben Moss Baccarat, said, we're not at like underwear awards. You know what I mean? We're here to talk about our show and what we do here. Why are reporters so unprofessional? Nobody wants to talk about somebody in their draws that they work with. And if they do, call HR.
Like, it is so weird. When I saw the first time that I was like, oh my God, don't. And then it kept happening. And I was like, this is a different angle from an interview. And I go, oh my God, these are different spots on the carpet. And like, I don't know who thinks that like anyone is enjoying this. Not only is she not enjoying this, he's not enjoying that. Mm-mm. That's so fucking uncomfortable. Like, that's so fucking uncomfortable. And also, I would just ask that, like, I don't need to see it all the time either. Like, it just shows up everywhere I am. Like, on my Twitter, like, just the video, it pops up immediately. And I'm like, that's Io's coworker. I shouldn't be seeing this. And, like, I don't even know him like that. And I feel like I'm looking at my friend, my sister, fellow Irish, at her coworker in his little undies. And I go, I don't know him like that.
Right.
I just think that, like,
just be better at your jobs. Like,
well, like, let thirst traps exist in the medium where the thirst traps are. We don't need to bring, because, like, if I'm at a work thing and someone's like, hey, I saw that, like, thirst trap you put, you're like, stop it, that's fucking embarrassing. And, like, he got paid for this, and, like, that's fun, and it's great, and it's a whole thing, but, like, don't make it weird. This is like grandparents or aunts and uncles bringing up this kind of stuff. Like, I saw you posted on Instagram. That was quite a scare. Like, stop it. Let that thing be in that place where that is. Don't bring it here. It's not nominated for anything. Until you nominate it for an Emmy, keep it out.
Right. Anyway, well, that's all I have to say on that. And that's all Megan had to say on hers. So now we're going to take a break.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying, "It's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you." And listed it as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said, "Part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride." When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about the return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns. But that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. We're back from our break, and it is time. I went through the space-time continuum, and it is time for our next segment, which is called "But Are You Wrong?" Where you all submit emails, DMs, things that are happening in your life or have happened in your life that you want to know if you are, would be, or was in the wrong for. I was trying to find all tenses of that. They got to be under 300 words. We ask that you include your age. It's all anonymous, so pseudonyms for anyone else involved. As many details as possible that make it so we can give you like the most accurate answer that we would, and send it to butamiwrongpod@gmail.com or our DMs. So content warning, alluding to abuse in a romantic relationship. Would I, 26, she, her, be wrong if I distributed quote unquote lost keys with someone's contact info in odd locations? Example, different random cities I travel to if they are a vile human being. At 22, I dated someone who was 29 at the time, and he pulled some stuff that I'm still working through in therapy. I'm in a safer space, physically and emotionally, now 4 years later, and it would bring me great joy to know that this man is getting emails from all over the world trying to reunite him with his lost keys. Quote unquote, lost keys. My best friend is a lawyer, 32, she, her, who travels a lot, so between her and my partner, 31, he, him, we could cover a lot of ground. Would I be wrong to mark my upcoming traumaversary this way? P.S. This idea is not original. I heard it on the Petty Crimes podcast. It pains me to say, I don't think you should do this. I think there are so many other ways that first of all, your lawyer friend should certainly not be doing this.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. And she should be advising you like, actually, no, you shouldn't be doing this because X, Y, and Z. As someone who like, you know, has wanted to get revenge on people or like wanted that kind of, you want that. The reason why you want that kind of a thing is because you want the gratification. But you're never going to know. And so then you just continue to think about it. And you have to fantasize like, okay, I'm just going to picture that this is what's happening to him right now, because you're never going to get the confirmation that that's what's happening. So you just have to use your imagination at that point. And so that I say, just use your imagination currently. Like, don't have to do any putting the physical like time, energy, and effort into something, and then having to then think about it to feel a satisfaction that something came out of it. That's putting so much legwork on you and absolutely nothing on him. And so I think like, if you're going to fantasize about like him dealing with this, like fantasize about like, oh my God, I bet he got a flat tire on the way to work this week. Oh, I bet he got fucking diarrhea on an airplane. Like, think about things without having to like put the time and effort and energy into them. I think feeling like you're in a safer place, it might be the reason why you want to do something, because you want to feel like you don't feel afraid as right now, and you kind of want to reclaim that power back. But I think in this case, you're giving him a lot of time, energy, and you're kind of relinquishing a lot of your power in this. So I would say no. And I think like, sign him up for some fucking email lists, like do that. Like, that's like not legal either. But like, if you're going to do something like that, I think you'll realize pretty quickly that you're not going to feel any sort of satisfaction from that. Like, celebrate by going to one of those places where you get to like throw like glass bottles and like plates and shit, or like
a rage room.
Yeah. Or like get a new cute tattoo, or go on a trip, like something like that, that you can like look back on as a like, wow, look how far I've come. Like, look how great this is. Like, I don't think it needs to be tied to him in that sense. And I don't think you in 5 years will still wanted to do this. And that is kind of like the scale that I try to look at things on, is like, would I want to spend my time doing this couple, like a year from now? And like, usually the answer is like, no, I hope I'm over it. And I go, oh, okay. That's like, I'm reinvesting myself back into something like this that isn't necessarily good for me. So yeah, I think there are other things you could do to celebrate a traumaversary or like to mark how far you've come, that he doesn't have any part of, because he didn't do any of the good work. You did all that work.
Right. And with this, it was her putting his phone number on the keys.
Yeah. He could just change his number.
He could change his number, but also your phone number, even if it's a cell phone, if people look it up and you don't know to take your information down, it's connected to a lot of things. Then you're putting him in, like, I don't know who he is or what he did, but like, it's putting, if you did this, it would put him in a, it could potentially put him in a terrible situation too. If somebody looked up the information, typed his phone number in and then connected it to other things, and maybe they find his house because it's connected. They were able to trace it back. They go to his house. They try to use the key to get in, might break in. Like, this just like adds on to things that can potentially become a crime that you're now an accessory to.
Yeah. And it could harm other people. Like, they could go to a house that's not his and then break in, being like, this is like, I don't know if he's a, like, thinking he's a shitty guy based on the digging that they do. And then or he lives with someone else. And like, you know, it. Yeah.
So I don't think you should do this. I think this is a bad idea. I hate it when I heard about this from the petty crime, wherever you got it from. I know it rolled over to TikTok and I saw it there. I hated it when I saw it there. And I was just like, people, please don't do this.
Whatever happened to good old prank phone calls? You know what I mean? Like, instant gratification, you know that they picked up and they answered. But like, anything that requires your imagination requires so much of your energy. And like, you're like, you have to think about it all the time, because like, you don't know what's going to happen. So you have to make it up.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say, don't even sign them up for email stuff, because I hate when people listen to this podcast and they put us on all these fucking lists, and I spend like 20 minutes every day unsubscribing from stuff like that. Such a bitch ass move. Don't do that. Just work on yourself, because if you were fully like healed from this, then you wouldn't want to do it. So I think just keep putting the work in for yourself, because that is the best revenge. You.
And you'll never get a reaction out of him, because he's not in your life anymore. And so all that kind of stuff, like, you're just throwing shots in the dark, and like, you don't know what comes of them at all. So like, you're not even gonna get that satisfaction that you want.
Yeah. All right. So next one. Hello, sexy ladies. Happy New Year. I am 19 and my boyfriend 21 is 21. We have been together and going out for just over a year. My boyfriend recently moved houses and now has one roommate who is a girl. They have a 1 year lease. He used to live with two other boys. They are quite friendly together, watching movies together in living room and playing cards. Am I wrong for thinking it's weird to pursue a new friendship with someone of the opposite sex while in a relationship? I just don't get what a new relationship with the opposite sex could bring to the table. I would personally feel uncomfortable hanging out with a roommate if they were a boy and I was in a relationship. Is this just me? Both me and my boyfriend have friends of the opposite sex, but these friendships have been longer than our relationship. By the way, I have some abandonment issues and am anxious and an anxious attachment style. Thank you, Father, in case that impacts your opinion. Thank you for any insight you have. I think you're wrong.
With love.
A friend is a friend, and they live in the same place. They're gonna just naturally, unless they just don't, because with my roommates, I treated it like, you know, a business transaction. But to them, that may not be the kind of living situation they want to be in. I don't think this is weird at all. They're friendly. They live in the same place.
They're roommates.
One person might be watching TV. The other person comes in to watch TV too, because they are both paying electricity. They are both paying for that living room. Whatever. They play cards. It's an activity. They're just doing activities together because they live together. What can he get? I think it's more weird if a man does not have friends of the opposite sex. And also think it's weird if, like, he would just brush this off. I think you also have trust issues. That's part of this too. But it's not weird. It's not weird at all. And I know that you're 19 and maybe, like, you haven't had like you probably haven't had a like serious adult relationship, and that's just part of being an adult.
Yeah, I agree with you. I find it weird that, like, the more rational thought process that you have is that men should only be friends with women who they want to have sex with and pursue mm-hmm. something with. Because then I would ask, like, you said that you have friends who are men, but you knew them from before. So, like, what's the difference there? Like, as a woman, like, I would look down upon my partner if he was like, no, I only find women worth talking to and pursuing friendships with if I'm getting fucked at the end of the day. Like, why would I be friends with a woman if I can't have sex with her? Like, as a woman, I would be like, you're a misogynistic pig. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that, like, taking a step back from, like, looking at this in your relationship and then looking about, like, it's not like, oh, he has a roommate who's a girl and, like, I don't know why he needs to be friends with her. Do you not think that men should be friends with women? They should only be friends with women they want to have sex with. Like, what? Like, I think if you take it big picture, you'll be like, no, I actually don't think that at all. And, like, I think your own, yeah, like Melissa said, I think there's probably some trust issues here and an anxious attachment style. And I'm not gonna, like, I will be honest, like, I think, like, this is probably a unique situation. I don't know anyone who lived opposite sex couples at 21, like, roommates, just two people. But I'm saying, so, like, for me, like, I could totally see at 19 being like, that's new. Like, that's something I haven't seen before. But at a certain point, if her as an entity, as, like, a woman, is not a threat to your relationship, mm-hmm. she's only a threat to your relationship if she's a threat to your relationship and he lets there be a threat to your relationship. But, like, right now, we're just assuming this. And any time that we, like, assume things about other women, that is assumed about us as well. Like, mm-hmm. we become a monolith in that sense where so many of our notions and concepts and ideas of how we view other women are told to us by the patriarchy, like, not our own thoughts and feelings. It is like we regurgitate those things and then they happen to us and we feel hella fucking shitty. And so I would, like, take a step back and you're allowed to feel like, odd choice. Like, I don't know if they were, because you're saying this is like a random roommate. They weren't friends before, whatever that is. But presumably you were dating before he signed this lease and all of that stuff. So it seems like did you have an issue back then? And, or is it now just that they're hanging out and you thought that he would just ignore her? And I also would say that, like, if you were her in this situation, like, I think of, like, how I would want my partner to act with, like, if he had a roommate who was a girl and, like, that they're playing cards or watching TV and, like, you know, she feels comfortable around him, he feels comfortable around her, and she feels safe. Like, that's what I would want. If I found out, like, Masa had a girl roommate, he was like, no, I just, like, ignored her and didn't talk to her. And, like, you know, I'd be like, that sucks for her. I would feel so fucking uncomfortable if I was her. So
yeah.
I think that this is an example of, like, him being a good, like, a good guy, but not really what we expect of men. And mm-hmm. so we assume the worst. And I think when we do that without any basis, it doesn't really, unfortunately, a lot of men need incentive to be good guys. And when we punish them for being good guys, they might not continue to be good guys.
And also, are you holding a grudge against her? Like, when you go over there, does she pick up on that you don't want him to be friends with her? Why aren't you trying to be friends with her? She seems cool. She gets along with your boyfriend. She probably is cool. So she should be your friend too.
Yeah, I think if him having a roommate who is a girl is a deal breaker for you, it needed to have been a deal breaker regardless of their relationship. Like, regardless of, like, oh, well, you can live with her, but you just, like, need to ignore her. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that you've expressed your needs here and that he's, like, not meeting them. But if those aren't boundaries, you can't create boundaries in other people's relationships. So I'm not saying that, like, shut your gut off that if like you think something is up between the two of them. But I don't think you do because you're talking in really broad terms. So I would reel it in. And like Melissa said, like I'd befriend her. I'd be so fucking stoked. Like if I lived with a guy and I'm like, oh, okay, not my first choice. And like we're living together and I'm like, okay. And I find out he has like an awesome girlfriend. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking perfect. This is great. Like that would be such a, like a fucking kick-ass deal that you have to live with a guy because you didn't have any other options. And then built-in girl. Amazing. Wonderful. I would be eager for that relationship.
Me too. All right. Well, that's it for the segment. Now we're going to take a break and then get into, but are they wrong?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. It is time for But Are They Wrong? And when I tell you, I am giddy to share with you what I'm about to share with you. This is a segment where we nominate like the worst of the week, something maybe we saw in the news, pop culture, anything like that. And we collectively throw tomatoes at them. This segment has brought us George Santos before he was George Santos, before he had that budget. It has brought us so many different things. And Melissa's usually the one who gets things from the deep depths of the internet. But today, I have ventured in. And I found one that when I say, like, if this was a movie, everything else would have gone blurry and the headline would have, like, popped up 3D. And it was like, angels were singing. And they're like, you know what you have to do. And I know what I had to do. I had to pick it. Because this story feels like there's no other place that I would want to tell it than this podcast and no other person I want to tell it to. So for my wrong of the week, I would like to nominate Roxanne Duquette.
Oh, this is new to me.
Bitch, I'm so fucking excited to tell you this. So Roxanne Duquette is a 64-year-old woman from Townsend who has been charged with attempted murder, accused of trying to poison her husband after a scammer impersonating soap opera star Thorsten K from The Bold and the Beautiful texted her saying, get rid of your husband, honey. Tell me this is not...
This is Tanner's father-in-law in Bold and the Beautiful.
I would love to get a follow-up straight from the source about how he's feeling, because I will say, I did not like how they wrote this article because they kept saying Thorsten. And I go, let's clarify. A catfish using his photos. They kept saying, then Thorsten asked for this. And I'm like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. We need to get Neve and Cammy on this one. So Roxanne Duquette was charged with attempted murder, intimidation of a witness, juror, police, or court official, resisted arrest, and assault and battery on a police officer. On December 3rd, while she was in the hospital with her father, Roxanne's daughter told police that she suspected her mother had poisoned her father. And she said Roxanne had been messaging someone who she believed to be the daytime drama actor, Thorsten K. This person scammed her into giving them money. She was going through all the messages in Roxanne's phone with the scammer to send screenshots to the police. And then she found one that implied that Roxanne might have poisoned her husband. When I tell you that is the softest statement I've heard, because I go, implied. Okay, we are really trying to protect our ass. When I read this to you, Melissa, the daughter showed police screenshots from the text messages that were sent on December 1st. One of the messages from Thorsten stated, you have to get rid of your husband, honey. I need you so much. Roxanne then said, I need to do some thinking. At 2:34 p.m., she responds saying, I'm making an amazing soup. Special potion. He'll be hungry when he gets back. Just enough for him. At 4:26, she goes on to say, hubby got back not feeling well. Maybe I can collect life insurance. Thorsten then responds, again, we need to not just say Thorsten, this poor man. Honey, when will that be? She says she doesn't know. Then 5:11 on December 3rd, at approximately 5:11 p.m. on December 1st, Roxanne then called 911 for her husband on the report saying that he was a 73-year-old unresponsive man who was still breathing with a cardiac history. She advised emergency responders that her husband was feeling very dizzy and is currently sitting in a chair, mumbling, not making any sense. The ambulance took her husband to the hospital. And when he regained consciousness, his daughter asked him about what happened on Friday. And he said that Roxanne made him a soup, but it wasn't very good. It tasted very bitter. When police spoke with Roxanne, she stated that she had told her husband that she was going on a retreat. She then came clean about the fact that she was not going on a retreat and told her husband about the person she was messaging. She said that she thought she was talking to, this is what his daughter said, their daughter. She said that she thought she was talking to a star and she had always wanted to meet a star. Ryan Murphy's about to steal that line for something. She then said that she was afraid to be alone and that she would never harm him in any way. She loves him very, very much. And she said that she loves her children. She hopes her daughter doesn't think that she put him into the hospital. She then also told investigators that her husband was under a lot of stress because of the scam. And she recently said that she had been victim of a scam and lost approximately $8,000. She refused to turn in her cell phone as well as her tablet to the police for the investigation. She resisted arrest and then kicked the police with her boot and kicked their feet. So there was a protection order against her. So her child and her husband stay away, no contact. And on the 12th, she violated that order. And when she wrote her husband a handwritten letter violating the no contact order. So the letter was included in the couple's bills that she had a neighbor mail to the family, allegedly stating, please consider the restraining order. That's a long time to have you out of my life. I want my husband back. I miss you so much. And so then we get the neighbors weighing in. And I was like, why the fuck are these neighbors weighing in? And then at the very end of the article, they said the town's population is 9,127. I go, there we go. That's why. So Sadie Crawford, she said, yes, include my first and last name. I have comments on this. You can't ever expect that. That's something that books are made of, I think. And they she lives with her and her mother, and they're across the street. They've been waiting for answers for the month. I just asked where he was. I didn't want to pry too much. She just said that he had a heart attack. And yeah, they've reached out to Roxanne for comment. She has not reached back. I was a little curious. They didn't reach out to Townsend for comment, because I think if you're going to include his last name there, you should do that. Did this man know this story was coming out where you were going to essentially say that it was they used his name in quotes first time, none of the other times? If I was his publicist, I'd be like, let's talk about imagine me when I was like, what are you doing? I'm really afraid we're doing. I was like, there's a small chance we're doing the same one.
I have not seen this on the subreddit, but I have not been on as much because I've been busy working on my film. And so I'm behind several episodes. So I don't know if anybody's posted about it.
I have to say, bad day for soap fans everywhere, because she's living out of soap.
Yeah. I mean, I could see the person that plays his son on the show, who became obsessed with a mannequin and was making out at it, and also ran somebody off the road.
Hold up. Did you say Tanner plays a son?
No, Tanner plays son-in-law.
Oh, God. I go, Tanner had to be in love with a mannequin?
Luckily, this was a COVID storyline. So luckily, during this storyline, then Kayla stepped in as the back of. Yeah.
He's just filming home movies, his wife.
Yeah, I could see this just ending up on the show. Thorsten just won the Emmy for Best Daytime Actor. Like, he's been working for years. He used to be on All My Children too. So there's only so much I can say.
I gotta say, this made it, like, never in my life have I thought about, besides, like, women actors, like, who gets, like, the most creeps and who gets the worst. And I actually think it might be soap people because of the content of what they're watching.
It's the content, but also
the amount.
These people are on TV. This man is the lead of this show.
Well, for years, every single day, they're a part of their daily life. It's like YouTubers, but more.
People feel like they know them.
Yeah. And they you know a character of them. And so it's like a character that they also don't choose to play. And they versus a YouTuber, like, they're, people are attaching themselves onto what you've chosen to show them. But for this, it's like, also these storylines are not real. Oh my God, there's an episode of Friends where I think Brooke Shields plays that character who, like, falls in love with Joey's character from Days of Our Lives and is like convinced that he's real. And he's like, she's so hot, I don't care. And then finally he's like, nah, not hot enough. This shit is fucking weird. And yeah, that's, yeah, similar.
Yep.
Also, whoever this article, I just want to give them a little bit of journalistic help. Not The Onion, but you're not allowed to look on there because that's the only place I have that I find things that you haven't seen before.
That's okay.
It's a subreddit. So this is from Boston25News.com. I love local news. I do have a note for them. I need you to be a little bit better when talking about quotes because they all have the same last name. And so they kept using the last name to be all of them. And I was like, I can figure this out because I'm, you know, media savvy and I can, you know, put two and two together, but it is making it quite confusing, which is why I kept referring to her as Roxanne because they called everyone Duquette.
But also they should say the catfish instead of Thorsten.
So, like, you said it one time, then you said that's a catch-all. We can just keep saying that Thorsten did nothing. Leave him out of this. That's like if someone read an article about that person who catfishes Katy Perry and they're like, then Perry said, like, Katy did no such thing.
Wow. Well, thank you for bringing that to me.
You're welcome. I'm so glad. I've been so excited ever since I saw it.
Oh. All right. Here's mine. And I'm going to give it to the people that got married at the Mansion Society. There's this small coffee venue.
I know this.
Yes. And so these people just kind of showed up and had a ceremony at the coffee store. It's a cafe. So a couple rushed into this store and held a wedding ceremony without obtaining management's permission for the event. Anna Lozamo, who's one of the co-owners of the venue, it's not even a venue, of the little coffee cafe, was interviewed and she said the bride walked in wearing a full gown with a veil and went directly to get married. The rest of the cafe staff was very confused and shocked and they didn't know like what to do or how to respond. I'm reading between the lines here. And what I think happened, because the couple is Black, they didn't want to be Karens and tell them to stop.
I didn't know that part.
They didn't want to come off.
I was like, damn, these people are moving fucking fast.
Yeah. So Anna said that she first heard about the bride and groom weeks before, on December 5th. The leasing manager for the wedding venue, which is next door, and the coffee shop had reached out to her about someone wanting to make a reservation at the coffee place for six people just to sign the wedding documents. But she was shocked when a group turned up and there were about 20 people there, plus the bride and groom. The wedding only lasted like 10 to 15 minutes, but the group of people stayed at least an hour and a half. And during this time, when customers were trying to get in, they like came and then left because it looked like it was overcrowded. After the ceremony, Anna said that some of the guests were treating the place like it was their own, and they left their personal items around the store and blocked the counter for people to order. The wedding photographer asked an employee for five more minutes after being told they needed to leave. The group in total ordered five or six lattes, and the store lost money during this time. So Anna, somebody from the store had posted on Instagram telling the whole story, and then the bride reached out and responded and said in an understanding manner that she wasn't expecting that many people to show up as guests invited, and the guests invited other people, and then offered to make a $200 donation. Then Anna said, for the day that she took it over, not counting that it was a holiday, our regular standard rate on a Sunday for 3 hours is $500. And then there's a $250 minimum for food and 20% gratuity, which is a steal when it comes to wedding. Mm-hmm. Added to the drink, food and drink total. And then the bride responded and said that was unreasonable. Even if it was only supposed to be a small amount of people, this is a coffee shop, ma'am. This is a Wendy's. Like, you can't just show up somewhere and have a pop-up wedding, regardless of how many people come, when it is a venue that does rent out their space. There's also an actual wedding venue next door. And so when the owners saw people coming in, they thought maybe they were just coming to get coffee before they went to the actual venue. So that's why they didn't stop them right away. Like, what are y'all doing? This is embarrassing. There's like professional photos of them posted up in this coffee shop.
Doesn't look good.
No.
That's the thing that I'm like, okay, first of all, I aspire to have that boldness, like just to be like, wow, like to have so much just conviction. And for what? And for why? Because I'm like, this is like getting married at IHOP. Like, that's not cute. Like, as a guest, I would be like, they didn't even clean these tables because I'm not supposed to be.
We're going to go to Intelligentsia for your wedding. Just show up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we go to Blue Bottle. And I'm just like, and here, and me, like, we're in the corner just like talking about, like, Kyle's like, so this guy was telling me about how he got fisted. And I'm like, you're having coffee shop conversations here. Someone's like blowing up the bathroom, shitting their fucking brains out. Like,
someone's in the corner on their laptop.
That's what I mean. Someone's watching porn. Like, this is not love is in the air kind of a vibe. Like, people are there for Wi-Fi. Someone is studying for their finals. And like, you're getting, like, I'm just saying, like, yes, that sucks for all the other patrons. But I go, oh my God, I need you to. As someone who doesn't even like want to have a wedding, I need you to care a little mm-hmm. bit more about your special day than have it be this.
If you want it to just have a quick wedding where you show up, the courthouse is right there.
A park.
Yeah, because they had an officiant.
Grass.
They could have gone anywhere.
I know that lighting. I know that overhead lighting was fucking ugly. Like, come on. And like, who is the photographer? Because they have to be related. There is no way that that was like someone you hired for X amount of money to do that. Because if you're not paying the venue, you're not paying the photographer, and the photographer wouldn't have the audacity to tell the venue, who they know the bride and groom aren't paying for, hey, can I have five more minutes? And they're like, I'm sorry, did you say cappuccino? Like, and imagine like them yelling out orders, like frappe for Veronica. And it's like,
well, no one else could come in. So that was part of the problem.
But also, like, coffee machines are loud. Like, what is going? I also want to know, I haven't seen all the, I don't know what the dress looks like. Because like, do you go into like a wedding dress shop and they're like, what's the style? They go, think like guerrilla style coffee shop wedding. And they're like,
no,
what?
It's like a
beach?
A wedding dress.
Like a gown?
Yeah.
Like if I was a guest, I would have accidentally gone across the street. Oh my God. How long is this veil? That will tell me everything. Is this a cathedral style? Like, how long is the veil? I'm sorry. This is... You know, I've said the wedding industry is a scam. I don't want us to go this far because you're not fucking over people who are profiting from like the absolute thing of the wedding industry. Because also, the wedding industry is an opt-in kind of thing. You don't have to do it. And these people aren't like, you're not fucking over people. Like, you're just letting them.
No, you're using them. Fucking over a small business.
Yeah. And they have nothing to do with like the cost of weddings being astronomical and all of that kind of like, this isn't like, these are just a work.
Like they offer, you can, if you wanted to get married here, they have very reasonable prices.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people are maybe necessarily taking them up on it because like, it's an alternative place to get married. And most people want to go to a place that does a lot of weddings, that's their bread and butter and all of this. And I'm like, so you don't want to do that. You want to go to a place that does offer it and then you don't want to pay them to do it. You're like, I actually want to see you on your off day.
Also, it used to be an asylum. And that's now the story for your wedding.
The name's a little bit... Okay. Do they keep the name? Because the name doesn't make any sense for a coffee shop to me.
I don't know what the name means.
Mansion Society? Society... What state is it in?
Indianapolis. Indiana.
Is that in the South?
No. Midwest. Because
okay. There are certain places. Like Salem, if you say society, I go, witches. Other states, you say society, it's cult, it's a fundamentalist religious thing, or it's the KKK. On New Year's Eve.
Right.
I can't believe that many guests were free. She was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know we were going to be so popular.
I've gone to weddings on, but it's also during the day. Like,
I also think a New Year's Eve wedding is I think if someone did a wedding on Halloween or New Year's Eve, I think it's a genius time because everyone wants to have plans and they want to go to a party, but like their tickets are expensive as a head. And like, that's like, it's just hard. I think those are the perfect times to have a wedding. I'm not going to knock a daytime wedding. I will knock a wedding where if I walked in to a coffee shop and they were having a wedding, I would be like,
it's not a big space either.
That's what I'm like. It couldn't even have been enjoyable for them. So I'm like, you didn't even get away with it where you're like, oh my God, we scammed and I had the best day of my, I'm like, there's no fucking way that this was what you like, that this is your ideal. This is your dream. Like you clearly have a lot of determination, a lot of tenacity and a lot of like a lot of fucking like gall and balls on you. So use that to get something. Let's have higher expectations and standards. Not just showing up to a coffee shop. Like, use that. Like, you know, those kinds of people who walk into a room and you don't question it. Like, ma'am, you could probably go to the Grammys. You could walk. If you've got one of those faces that you're like, I belong here, you could go wherever you want to go. Do you ever see that there's a story about that old woman who kept getting on flights for free and she was like traveling across the whole world. And everybody was like, she's not paying for flights, but like everybody was like, she looks like she knows what she's doing and like is supposed to be here. So they just kept letting her on the plane without like an ID or a passport or whatever. Like, ma'am, I think you might be able to do that. How about not this?
Right.
This makes a lot more sense because it said the social media backlash could have been cancel worthy if spun the right way. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Now you got it.
Well, yeah. At first I was like, the way they were phrasing it, I was like, I don't really think I'm on your side. Like, what are we fucking talking about? They were very vague. And you're right. They didn't say include the names, but mm-hmm. I didn't even follow up with this. I think I just assumed it was like a viral post that didn't have any like legitimacy to it. Cause they didn't name anyone. It was very vague. I didn't know that this was the follow up. Oh, and there's a GoFundMe page has been launched for the small business to help recoup the costs.
This is one of the ones where Black TikTok was like, can't save you. Like, if you're in the area, go to the coffee shop.
They're like, and not this one. It's gofundme.com/F/weddingcouplesteals-business. You should be able to find it pretty easy.
All right. So listen tomorrow to Fisting Friday, where we give the results of the last new episode that we had. Was it the holiday
movie? I don't know.
No. I don't remember.
I have no idea.
So we'll see. And then listen on Monday for a brand new Don't Blame Me. Tuesdays, we have See You Next Tuesday. And then we're right back here on Thursdays for But Am I Wrong? Please leave us. We haven't asked for this in a while. Go rate and review us.
Please do.
All right. Well, we'll circle back.
Goodbye.
Bye.
But Am I Wrong is a production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa DeMonts, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.